on up. It's not going to hurt anything. Come on by. All right, I'm going to take a small break. I'm going to see if Dirt Dude is calling in or the racing school teacher. We'll be right back. This is KCBQ AM 1170, the SD Motorsport Show. Ever plan to motor
west? Avalon Home Care specializes in all levels of custodial home care services for seniors. At Avalon Home Care, they understand that finding the right fit can be stressful and overwhelming. Selecting a home care agency is more than reviewing a list and hoping for the best. That's why Avalon Home Care offers a full range of live-in care services tailored to each individual senior. Their ultimate goal is to provide seniors with the means to live full, independent, and dignified lives within the comfort of their own homes. Avalon Home Care's team works hard to treat each client with the respect and dignity they deserve. If you or your loved one is in need of some extraordinary, worry-free home care, Avalon Home Care wants to help you make the right decision. So call today for your free in-home care consultation at 800-723-4197. That's 800-723-4197. Or visit their resource center at avalonhomecare.com.
AM 1170, The Answer, wants to share the air with your nonprofit organization. If you have an event that is no more than 3 weeks away, we want to let our Answer listeners know about it. If your nonprofit is doing something to help the community of San Diego, we want to get the word out. Please email event information for your 501c3 nonprofit organization to noah@kcbq.com. That's noah@kcbq.com. Or call 858-535-1210. 858-535-1210. Let AM 1170, The Answer, share the air with you.
You want to see it before it's gone? San Diego Air and Space Museum special exhibition of Da Vinci, the Ultimate Innovator. It's been the big hit show all year, and it's here through the end of the year, through the holiday season. But see it before it's gone or see it again. So much to see and do at the San Diego Air and Space Museum. Get the Balboa Park Explorer Pass right there at the museum. You can use it there and in 16 other cultural institutions. Year-round fun. It makes a great gift as well. Check it out, San Diego Air and Space Museum in Balboa Park.
AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. You're listening to SD Motorsports.
And something was as wrong as the sun.
This segment is brought to you by Barona Circle Track, 1750 Wildcat Canyon Road in Lakeside. Just go to baronaspeedway.com for all your schedules and events and track information. They have schedules for different classes of cars. You can download the class and then actually sit down and work it out and put your team together. All right, well, it doesn't look like Dirt Dude's calling in, so let me just throw in a couple of things I want to talk to you about, which are near and dear to my heart, and one of them is A Car for Cause, brought to you by the San Diego County Napa Auto Repair Dealers that are part of SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com. This is a great program. This is second year. Actually, I think it's more than 2 years. Maybe more, I can't remember now, but it doesn't make any difference because they've been doing such a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's called Cars for a Cause. And one of the local shops in San Diego that belongs to SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com got a 2005 Saturn Relay. I didn't even know they made a Saturn Relay, to be honest with you, and I'm pretty up on cars. So I went down and took a look at it. Man, this thing is in excellent shape. Actually, we had it on KUSI. It's got leather, sunroof, sliding doors, power. I mean, it's really in good shape. And they took it out, took the engine out in a tranny and resealed it and fixed all the leaks and basically made it a roadworthy family van. And all you have to do as a consumer is go to SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com. That's SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com, one word. Download the application for Cars for a Cause. And all you have to do is if you know somebody, your family members, your relatives, friend, coworker, that you know would be in dire need of a vehicle to help them through their, you know, troubled times, if that's what they're going through, there's no strings attached. No one's going to make you buy anything. They're not going to take all your information and sell it to anybody. This is a bunch of auto repair stores that are trying to give back. And that's all they're doing. You know, most of these shops, they get cars all the time where people just can't do the repair. And they go, you know what? I just can't do the repair. There's no way I'm going to put any money in this thing. And they unload it. So I'm just saying, this is such a great program. I highly recommend that you take a look at it. SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com. Well, looks like the motorsport season is coming to a screeching halt. They're at Homestead. NASCAR's got a couple more laps, I'm sure, before they knock that out. The Xfinity race was finished up last night, the Truck Series. So they're all done. So for information and results, just go to the website. You don't need me to tell you, you know, who won and who didn't win. It's just that NASCAR's it's a tough show. It'll be interesting to see how well they do next year, as far as ratings go and attendance goes. You know, it depends on how the economy comes around. If we start making some serious money, we all got money in our pockets, and I'm sure people will be more apt to attend all the races or some of the races, or really, really, really get involved in it, and not just motorsports, probably just about anything and everything. So hopefully that will be the future. But as far as motorsports in general, it seems to be well. It don't seem to be a problem. We've got good car counts. In fact, some of the car counts have been bigger than they've ever had in the past. So that seems to be a good thing. I always like to just kind of discuss if you've got family members, kids mainly, that, you know, maybe have the talent, or maybe they need some motivation, or maybe they need some guidance. You know, motorsports is a great tool to put your kid on track, male or female, along with soccer and gymnastics. And the whole, I mean, I'm not saying it's just motorsports, but if they have a desire, this makes for a good tool. You get your kid involved in motorsports. I don't care if it's junior dragsters, go-karts, soapbox derby. I don't care what it is. Especially if they gravitate, and all of a sudden you got them hook, line, and sinker. Well, now there's your tool. Keep your room clean, keep your grades up, keep a good attitude, stay out of trouble, do your chores, and you can race. If not, we take it away. And it works. Trust me, it works. Most of the motors, in fact, I'd say 99.9% of the motorsport community out there, over the age of, you know, under the age of 35, they understand this. That's how their parents did with them. I mean, that's how they got to where they're at today. So it's a great opportunity. The buzz on the street, though, I have to admit, is Jimmy Johnson clinching the 7th championship title. And that would make for 3. That would be Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt Sr., and possibly Jimmy Johnson. Jeff Gordon only had 4, so he's probably not going to have a chance at it. I don't know how important it is to Jimmy Johnson to win it. I mean, I think it's more just he's just a winner. You know, he just likes to win races. So it'll be interesting to see not only if he gets it, if he gets the 7th championship today, what will El Cajon do for him? I mean, will they do anything for him? I mean, they've named a street after him, but you would think this is just like the Olympics. I mean, this is just like the boxing championship. This is just like golf. I mean, I don't know. It could be just me, but that's how I see it. And we are a motorsport community. Whether we want to admit it or not, we are a motorsport community. Whether it be off-road, motorcycle, circle track, dirt, drag racing, we are, and we have a lot of motorsport personnel in this part of Southern California. We may not be the Mecca, but we're awful close. We've got some serious heavy hitters down here. I was just over at Images, and it's an off-road shop. And I got to tell you, folks, this place was amazing. I'm not going to bring up names or anything, because he already told me he doesn't need any advertising. But if you know anybody that works at Images, you'll totally understand it. We had a great conversation yesterday. He was talking to me about how he used to build all the Mickey Thompson trucks for the short course series at the Q and all the other stadiums. I mean, he just has been, and I'm going to get him on air again. I know he doesn't like to come in, but you know, we'll have to get him to call in. But got some great stories of the history of motorsports and how we got to where we're at today. And he had an interesting conversation for all you kids out there. Because his field is, you know, we don't have anybody to fill it. I mean, it's really tough. He says he had a kid come in and just got out of one of those trade schools and wanted to be a fabricator, needed $40 an hour and needed this and needed that. And my man looked at him and he says, really? He said, well, let me take you out back and let's see if you can weld this pipe onto another pipe. In other words, weld in a circle. And the kid goes, well, I can't do that. That's way too difficult. That's beyond me. But he wants $40 an hour. I mean, are you kidding me? So I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, that was just quite a shock for me to hear it. I mean, it wasn't a shock because it's not uncommon. I mean, you got to give the kid at least credit for having the huevos to think he was good enough to go into that shop. And when I was looking at the welds at this shop, trust me, folks, these are pristine welds. These are hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of training and practice, practice and training. So it's not like, yeah, it's not like what you were thinking. But and that's another thing too. I mean, you know, there's kids need to find these outlets. Kids need to find these shops that they can go to and be an apprentice and learn from these older gentlemen, because this gentleman that I'm speaking of, he's my age. And trust me, I'm old. But he needs to get what's between his ears out into the ears of other kids. And he just hasn't been able to find one that even comes close to what he's looking for. And that's the tough part. What came first, chicken or the egg? Schools are not doing auto shop, metal shop, wood shop. They're not doing that as much as they used to. Most schools don't do it. Either a liability or a cost factor for supplies and components. To me, that's where the city needs to come in, like the Home Depots, which should be sponsoring the auto or the wood shops. You know, Napa should be sponsoring the auto shops. The car manufacturers should be sponsoring the auto shops. You know, Betty Crocker ought to be doing home ec for the schools. It just doesn't make any sense to me that big business, who makes billions of profits, wouldn't think that, hey, let's invest back into the schools, let's make a scholarship. You know, the kids that cook the best, bake the best, build the best, weld the best, you know, we give them scholarships. You know, I've always felt, you know, that education should be rewarded. If your student comes out with a 4.2 or 4.3 grade point average, or heck, just a 4-point average, then his college should be free. He shouldn't have to pay a red cent. I mean, that's a reward for hard work and doing the right thing. You know, and if you don't get 4.0, you get 3.5. Well, you're going to pay a little bit, but you know, you shouldn't be a free ride, but there should be a ride. I don't know. That's just the way I see it. And I think if kids knew that they had a chance for a free college education without having to play football, baseball, soccer, you know, if they could actually get it on intelligence and aptitude and wanting to work on, say, race cars, for example. I mean, I don't see any reason why we can't make that happen. And there again, I'm sure the Roushes of the world, the Penskes of the world, you don't think they wouldn't put scholarships out there if they knew schools were grooming, you know, pit crewmen, race car? No. Hey, tell him to call in at 3:45, Jeffrey. 3:45, that's Dave's calling in, but we already have J.C. Agajanian on the line, Junior, that is. So we'll take care of Dave at the 3:45 mark. But stay tuned, because we're going to have J.C. Agajanian. He is coming on the show, and I'm really excited to talk to him about Turkey Night. Now, they did move Turkey Night. They moved it up to Ventura. I'm going to kind of pick his brain and find out, why did he do that? Why did they do that? I'm sure there was a really good reason for it, which is fine. I got no problem with it. So let's go ahead and take a break now. We'll take a little bit early break, and then when we come back, we'll talk to J.C. Agajanian Jr. right here on KCBQ AM 1170 SD Motorsports.
According to a recent study from MIT, of the 3,730 retired households analyzed, 55% who meet eligibility requirements qualify for a reverse mortgage. Now, of the qualified households, a staggering 40% do not have sufficient retirement savings. Accessing that home equity has never been easier with a reverse mortgage from Aramco. And with a zero closing cost option, it's more affordable than ever. If you're 62 or older and interested in learning how to eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and receive tax-free cash to help with expenses, join my friend Mehran Aram, certified reverse mortgage professional, at Aramco's next free dinner workshop, December 1st, 6 p.m., Bernardo Heights Community Center, Rancho Bernardo. Seating's limited, so RSVP today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30. Aramco, purchase, refinance, reverse.
Based on a $175,000 minimum loan amount, 60% or less PLF utilization, not all applicants qualify. Borrower must maintain property taxes and insurance and pay appraisal and counseling fees separately. Always consult a tax professional. CALBRE 01853626, NMLS 277736.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. Well, the colder months are here, so I'm glad I always keep Tri-Calm with me. Tri-Calm quickly, effectively relieves itchy winter skin. Chilly, dry weather can make it hard to keep your skin hydrated and can irritate other itchy skin conditions. Tri-Calm is a fast-acting hydrogel that temporarily stops the itch and irritation that comes with the season. Now, many people use hydrocortisone 1% for itch, but that's a corticosteroid. Tri-Calm is effective relief that's steroid-free. Tri-Calm is backed by the itch-free guarantee. So if you're not fully satisfied, you can send back the empty tube for a full refund. But if you're like me, you'll come to rely on Tricom's powerful relief to soothe your itchy winter skin. So carry a tube in your car, your purse, or keep one in your medicine cabinet so you're ready when your skin starts to feel itchy and irritated. This winter, you don't want to be without Tricom's guaranteed itch relief. Find Tricom in the blue and green box in the anti-itch aisle at CVS Pharmacy, Rite Aid, Walgreens, Walmart, and all major retailers. It's awesome.
AM 1170, The Answer.
That's the way to introduce J.C. Agajanian Jr. This is SD Motorsports, brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, the class act of dirt. Go to parisautospeedway.com for all your scheduling needs. And if you need to get up there, it's 18700 Lake Paris Road. But check the website, find out what's going on. They've got a winter season coming up. But you know what's really important right now? Turkey night. And we got J.C. Agajanian on the line. How you doing, sir?
We're here.
Boy, you got to be excited, isn't it? Man, it seems like we just did this yesterday.
Boy, it does. But you know what? This is the 76th running of the big event, the Turkey Night Grand Prix, and it dates back to 1934 up there in L.A. by the famous Farmers Market and CBS Studios. It went from there, and in 1955, they developed that property, and Turkey Night and the stadium and all that was leveled, and And in 1955, J.C. Agajanian, my father, decided to bring Turkey Night back. And from 1955 forward till today are the Agajanian years of Turkey Night. And we're just proud to be keeping the tradition alive. My brother Kerry Agajanian and my brother Chris and myself all work hard to keep my dad's very famous name and all the things he did to bring big-time automobile racing to the West Coast. Just we do all we can to keep that going.
And you do, I mean, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it's 365 days a year. You guys are constantly trying to improve. You're trying to help. And you know what's interesting is you guys work really hard at the grassroots tracks. I mean, you guys could go Indy. You guys could go the big tracks. But you guys seem to spend a lot of effort and time on these small grassroots tracks. I understand why, because that's the root of racing. And I can tell you, the race fans truly appreciate what you and your family has done for motorsports.
Well, you know, racetracks like Ventura and Paris and even Irwindale, which is paved, but those tracks are where the winners at Indianapolis come from.
Yeah.
And Aggie was one of the guys that was known for giving young race drivers a chance in a good race car. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some cars out there that go run at Indianapolis and elsewhere. Pardon me. Mm-hmm. And And they don't, you know, a young driver doesn't often get a good ride. And especially years ago, my father found, well, he went back with Troy Ruttman in 1952 and won the race.
Yeah.
He still holds the record as the youngest driver to ever win the 500. But he found a kid in the Torrance area, he's not a kid any longer, but he was running around the dirt tracks and winning everything, and his name was Parnelli Jones, and JC took him back to Indy and won in 63, and my brother Kerry and the rest of us have followed that tradition, and in 2011, Dan Weldon, driving the famous number 98, that's my dad's number the whole time, even when we won the race and could fly the number one colors on our car, we kept 98 on there. So Dan Weldon won in 2011, and this year, a rookie, and he was a Californian, but he went to Europe when he was young and was running in Europe and was running Formula One, and the guy named Alexander Rossi won for us in the number 98 car this year, and we're so proud because in 2011, Dan Weldon won the 100th anniversary of the race, so that was in 2011, and this year, Alexander Rossi won the 2017 race this year, and it was the 100th running of the event. See, during the war years, they didn't run at Indianapolis.
Right.
So that's why the five-year difference during the war years, the rubber and the fuel and all went to the war effort. So there was no Indy 500 during those years. So we've won the 100th anniversary and the 100th running just in the number 98 car, representing California, of course. I mean, when we win, all of California wins.
Right. Well, and you know what's interesting about you, because I've talked to you, and I've talked to your dad, and I've talked to Kerry.
Sure.
You guys were never doing this to build a history. You guys were strictly doing this to go fast and make races come about, bringing the right, you know. And that's what I tell people. I go, none of these guys that make it to the top like your family, because when you think of racing, the Agajanians, I mean, that's, I can't think of another family name. And I'm talking about back in the day. I'm not talking about Penske, and I'm not talking about any of those guys. I'm talking about the true roots of motorsports.
Sure.
I don't care if it's asphalt or dirt. Your family had their fingers in it, and in a positive way. And I don't think there's an award or a trophy or an acknowledgement big enough to truly thank you and your family. And I know I'm not getting on the air to do this for any particular reason except to tell you the honest truth. And this comes from a lot of race fans.
Well, we sure thank you for that, and you're right. We did it because we love racing.
Right.
I know my dad. You know, my dad was going to. He wanted to be a race driver.
Yeah.
And he should I have I told you the story from early on when his dad got upset with him,
mm-mm.
his father. JC brought home a jalopy, and he bought it and put it in the garage, and he was going to be a race car driver. And my father, a very very staunch and very proper Armenian gentleman, big businessman. Looked in the garage one day and said, "Son, what's that in the garage?" And my dad said, "Well, Dad, that's a race car. I'm going to be a race car driver." And my grandfather studied it and looked at him and looked back at the car and said, "Well, if you're going to be a race driver, son, you have three things you need to do." And I said, "What's that, Dad?" He said, "Number one, go into your room and pack your bags." Uh-huh. "Number two, go into your mother's room and kiss her goodbye. And number three, as you're leaving our home, change your name." Now, that was a pretty stiff thing to tell a guy because you were known for your name. If a cousin saw you on the street and you were forced to change your name, they wouldn't recognize you. They wouldn't say hi to you. And my dad said, "Now, wait a minute, Dad, what's the problem?" He goes, "No son of mine's going to be driving a race car. I wanted you to be a businessman." So they discussed it, and my dad said, "Well, can I have someone else drive my car? And what if I promote the races?" "Well, that might be acceptable." So my dad promised to never be a race car driver. He promised to put other guys in the car.
Really?
And so it went on from there, and that's how he started. And that was in San Pedro in the Los Angeles area. And they're running at Ascot. They're running at a lot of tracks around the area. But that's how my dad got out of being in big trouble with his father. And actually, my grandfather said that he'd help with the expenses. So he actually had one of the very early sponsors in racing. It turned out just great.
Well, and you know, we never know what would have happened. What if your grandfather would have driven? Would he been number one? Would he have been? I mean, because, you know, enthusiasm sometimes goes farther than talent.
Yeah, my dad was – my dad wanted to be a race driver, and that's why he was always
Oh, your dad, yeah.
The race drivers. Yeah, my dad, yeah, sure. My grandfather offered to sponsor him.
Right.
But you know, he would – I remember when I was a kid, and I'd be sitting at a table after – we'd be having dinner after the races, and he'd see a team over there having dinner, and he'd call the waitress over and said, and we'd tell him to give me their check. And he wouldn't say anything to him. He'd just pick up their bill and wave, okay, see you guys.
Wow.
And he'd do things like that for people that were having a rough time. He'd have guys at the racetrack that would tow out and you know, come out and bring his crew and then not make the main event. He'd have my brother go down with an envelope with some cash in it to help those guys out. So he was a racer's racer.
Yeah.
And that, too, was the contact with Indianapolis, where he had and I got some great stories about, oh, man, you and I will have to talk about Bobby Unser's story sometime. But
well, you know what I'm going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do for
you.
I'm going to not, you know, once the season's calmed down and you've got some time to breathe, I have, what, three hours of radio. I'm going to donate hour to you, and we're going to do a one-hour show from 1 to 2, and it's going to be strictly on the Agajanians and anything.
Oh,
and then I'll give you a copy of it, because that's the kicker, man. Did we ever get your dad on tape? Did we ever get him down to where we have great stories from him?
I don't think so.
So well, we're going to do
it. He told them at the dinner table,
yeah.
And he told some stories, I guess, on TV and some things. But I don't think, like your wonderful show, that, you know, all of the racers appreciate what you're doing. And,
I appreciate
and especially
that.
Being, well, there's no question you're a pro and you're a racer's racer. You're like my dad. You
yeah.
do it because you love racing. And to have Paris on top of it being a sponsor, you know, there was a thing that happened. And we should be talking about Ventura, but I have to say, you know, the Kazarians are dear friends of ours and were friends of my dad's, and they all raced at Ascot. And when Donnie puts on the show over there at Paris Auto Speedway, there's none better.
None.
But there were some special things that happened over there. In 2012, Kyle Larson, and we have to tell the people out there, guys like Kyle Larson
yep.
and Rico Abreu, and it goes back to all the, you know, great drivers like Parnelli and A.J. Foyt and Johnny Parsons and Billy Vukovic. Those are the old days. But Tony Stewart and J.J. Yaley and Jason Leffler, oh, God bless him. He was a wonderful racer.
Yep.
Casey Kane, Kyle, and you know, Rico Abreu is also going to be at Paris this year. But Rico and Kyle were racing at Paris, and they were trying to put a wheel underneath each other, and they were running hard, and Rico was leading it. And these are NASCAR guys now, but he blew a tire. And so Kyle came home and won that one. And that was in 2012. And we're in the down on the racetrack, and there's a special trophy, the Thanksgiving Night Grand Prix trophy. And I went up, I just go story after story. I went up to my mom's house. My dad had passed away, and I went up to my mom's house, and I said, do we have one of Dad's hats left? And she said, I have one left here in the closet. What do you need it for, honey? And I said, Mom, we're going to do a trophy, a Turkey Night trophy, and we're going to put my dad's hat on it. And, in fact, the idea is if the hat will be bronzed and put on top, underneath it will be a wood trophy with all the names of all the winners dating back to the 30s, and it'll be one of the last hats that my dad wore at Indianapolis and Ascot. So we did that. And now the perennial trophy with the names of the drivers on it is, we refer to it as the Aggie. So Kyle Larson had won the race at Paris, and we were down there right in the pits, and there's a display stand, a little stand where you honor the guy that won the race. And one of the photographers said, would you get close to the Aggie there, and let's get a picture of you and the trophy. And he did. And then he said, why don't you lean over and kiss the hat? And they took a picture of it, and another tradition at Turkey Night was born. Now, Turkey Night is full of traditions. It dates back, like I said, to the early days and continues, and there's one tradition after another. But now the winner, and that'll be up at, it was at Irwindale and up at Ventura, but the winner of the Thanksgiving Night Grand Prix gets to kiss the hat, and that's a very special thing. And Kyle was the first to do that, Kyle Larson, at Paris Auto Speedway. So, you know, it was just one of those great things that happened. Another great thing that happened, I was up at Ventura, And I was there to plug the race that we were running at Paris. And a fan came out of the grandstands and said, "Oh, Mr. Agajanian, yeah, how are you doing?" And he said, "You know, have you thought about shortening the race from the 100-lap race to a 98-lap race to honor your father?"
Oh, my.
And I said, "No, we haven't thought of that before, but I think it's possible. Let me talk to USAC, and let me just talk to the race drivers." And, of course, the drivers, I talked to a lot of drivers, and to a driver, they said, "We don't care how long it is, as long as we're leading the last lap." So they didn't care that it went from 100 to 98. And USAC thought it was very exciting to do. And so for the last 5 years or so, it's been the only 98-lap event in the nation. So that's another tradition that's part of Turkey Night, which is going to be very exciting up at Irwindale.
Ventura.
We run at Irwindale.
And I got to ask, because people were asking me when I knew, because I've been Facebooking and everything, telling everybody you're going to be on.
Sure.
You moved from Paris to Ventura for what reason?
Well, let me just tell you a little bit about that. First of all, we love Paris.
I know.
Paris. When I walk into Paris, it's like I'm going into Ascot.
Yep.
It looks just like Ascot.
Yep.
The Kazarians measured it. It's the same length, same size. It is a reproduction of Ascot, and I just feel at home there, and especially the hospitality that they give us there. But the track is a little longer.
Right.
There are some very strong Toyota engines in a couple of teams that really are the best.
Right.
And I have to admit that Mike Kerb, who's going to be at this year's Turkey Night race, he's just a wonderful guy and a great sponsor. But Mike Kerb is one of, and Kerry Agajanian were part owners in the cars that have been winning the Toyotas. And we had a long talk with USAC, and they said, "You know, we'd really like you to move it to a shorter track. Some of the drivers have said that the Toyotas are so fast that we're all racing for fifth. And if you ran it on a shorter track, then it would be a driver's track. And that bull ring up there is just really something." And so the Ventura track was next in line.
There you go.
We had a talk with Paris, and they said, "Okay, we understand. And we're going to have a heck of a big turnout of cars. And it's going to be a sprint. We're going to be sprints and midgets this year. So it's going to be a double show. It's going to be running on Wednesday and Thursday. So it's going to be the Wednesday, of course, the day before Thanksgiving and on Thanksgiving night.
Right.
So it's just going to be an incredible evening."
All right. Well, I got to throw you off because I've got Dave Allen from Auto Club Speedway. He wants to chat as well. But give us a website.
Dave Allen's my buddy.
Isn't he the best?
We just love what he's done out there.
Oh.
He's just an incredible promoter.
Totally.
He and I agree that a promoter is a guy that sleeps with one hand out the window to see if it's raining, because you're all worried. But he's just done such a great job of putting that racetrack together and just putting it at the forefront. Please give him my very best.
All right. Well, hey, if you want to stay on and listen, and if you want to chime in, you're more than welcome to do it. Nick will keep you on the board. We're going to take a break now. We'll bring Dave back. And we'll have some fun right here on SD Motorsports. KCBQ AM 1170, I am the answer.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
You know, Tony, our listeners know that years ago, my wife and I made our plans at Singing Hills Memorial Park. It's something people don't want to deal with, you know, end of life. But it's great to get it just kind of out of the way, have the plan set so loved ones don't have to worry about it. Of course, Lord willing, we're planning on being around for a long time. But when you have the plans made, it does give you peace of mind, and that has intrinsic value. And there's more value now. You go out and visit Singing Hills, you have some new additions and some special opportunities.
That's right, Mark. If you mention this ad, anything in the cemetery by way of traditional burial, cremation burial, anything, if you mention this ad, we will go ahead and offer you a special finance.
That's right, and that is a special opportunity now for a limited time. So call Tony. Talk to his team at Singing Hills Memorial Park, 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000.
AM 1170, The Answer, has gone interactive. Download our free app to get special offers, deals, and more than just status updates and pointless selfies from your smartphone.
Let's take a selfie.
Did you hear something on AM 1170, The Answer, you want to weigh in on? Download the free AM 1170, The Answer app to instantly call or email the station straight from your mobile device. The app is social, making you the first to know and respond. Download the free app today.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
I
want to
be a football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. SD Motorsports right here on KCBQ AM 1170. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Care. Mention you heard it here on KCBQ. You get half off on a dyno pull. Man, you can't beat that. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. All right, got my good buddy Dave Allen on the line, president. Head honcho, Auto Club Speedway. By the way, Dave, J.C. Agajani wanted to stay on the line. Oh, no, he dumped off. Oh, man, he jumped off. How you doing, buddy? Uh-oh, where's Dave?
I'm here.
There you go, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I was just talking to Agajani and Jr., and he was just saying how you walk on water. I don't know. I've never seen that. That's what he said, anyway. How you been, brother?
I guess I'll have to write him a check later on. JC's a good guy. I'll see the family hopefully here next week. I plan on going up to Ventura and watching the midgets take to the bull ring up there. So
yeah, you know, I might have to do that too. You know, I'm not into getting fat, so watching racing will definitely keep the pounds off. But
No, that's a long running event. It's a great event. Those are real racy race cars, but
yeah,
pretty cool deal.
So,
what's going on?
Hey, did you hear? I mean, we're going to talk about Auto Club Speedway, but did you hear they brought a Western States Racer Expo back? It's going to be January 28th and 29th up in Riverside, California.
Oh, cool!
And what it's going to do is, in fact, I'm going to do a media expo, do a media class. I'm going to bring my radio show up there and try to get these young drivers to learn how to talk on radio and how to get marketing dollars. We're going to have setup people there. I'm so excited about this because, you know, they do this, back east, PIR?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we'll definitely get in touch with you. I'm sure you'll want to put a booth up or something just because you are who you are. So talk to us. What's going on at Auto Club Speedway?
Oh, gosh. We've got preparation going on for 2017. You know, it's our 20th year anniversary, and I think the staff, the fans, I'm actually at Dave and Buster's right now for a viewing party for the chase race there in Miami that's about to wrap up. So, you know, there's just a lot of excitement, a lot of buildup. Obviously, there's a lot of people on the edge of their seat right now to see who's going to win the championship for 2016. But
right. What
that means for us is that we can turn our attention to 2017 and really start gearing up for March 26th for the Auto Club 400 and the 20th year anniversary reunion.
Wow. That'll be huge. But, hey, talk to us about the rest of the track. How's everything else? The drag strip, the go-kart track? I mean, everything and good?
Everything's good. I mean, you know the go-kart track. So, you know, the go-kart track, still, we're still having fun over there. You know, we got the drag strip that's cranking all the time. They're over there running today. You know, the road course is doing well. We just completed our painting. We've been doing some revitalization for the last year and a half or so and trying to keep the place looking like new. And, you know, obviously with the 20th anniversary celebration, it's more important than more important now to have that place looking all spit shine. So
exactly.
There's a lot going on and, you know, we're just trying to get as many folks to come out and see us for the race as possible.
Well, I think once they come out and they, you know, pull the trigger and do it, they'll always come back. And hopefully the economy is going to be better next year. People will have a little bit more funds that they can do it. I know you're going to be working with the local trains to help people get from San Diego up there. I know you guys did such a great job on that. I thought that was a marvelous idea, and I'm sure that was utilized quite well.
Yeah, you know, the race is fairly affordable. I mean, we know people work hard for their money, so tickets start at as low as $39 right now. And we've got different packages coming out for the holidays, and you know, we just appreciate it. I was actually, there's about 100 fans here right now at Dave & Buster's watching this race, and I was talking to them earlier and just asking them to pass their passion on. You know, we all have passion around the sport, and it's important to pass that on to your granddaughters, your kids, your nieces, your nephews, you know, whatever it may be, and bring them to the races. You know, that's the coolest thing, I think, part of my job is to have people come to the races that have never been in person before, because it's just an eye-popping experience.
It really, really, really is. I mean, the noise, the sound, the smells, and the fact that you'll actually see people walk by you that, hey, I seen that guy on TV. I can't remember his name, but you know, and that's really it. Hey, JC came back online. JC, say hi to Dave.
Hey, JC, what's up, man?
Hello.
There you are.
Why did I get shut off again?
Did you pay your bill?
I must have, but I wanted to let the fans know what a great job Dave does for the fans.
Yeah.
You've been talking about the fans and what great race fans we have out here in Southern California. I'll tell you what, the California Speedway Auto Club, of course, they bend over backwards to the fans, and Dave Allen is a guy that, you know, he was a fan first.
Yeah.
He's a race fan before he is the guy that runs this huge company. So he's the kind of guy that takes care of the fans. And if you're out there listening, and if you haven't been out to his racetrack to see big-time racing, you got to do it. You got to go out and enjoy that beautiful – it's one of the most beautiful racetracks in the country, and it's run by one of the greatest guys – that's a race fan himself. Dave, that's you.
Absolutely. And I got to say, Dave, I was there the day it opened, and the Penske's built it, and it was pristine. I have yet to go back. And how long's that track been there? How many years?
20 years next year.
It has never faltered. It has always been pristine. You guys work so hard on keeping everything from the parking lot to the bathrooms to the seating look just like it did the day you opened the doors. I'm serious, man.
Well, I appreciate
it. I'd like to venture to say that it's nicer than when it opened.
He's not going to give you any money, Agajanian. Just be quiet. He's not giving you any money. Boy, two promoters in the same room. This is scary.
Yeah, your listeners are gonna think this is a paid endorsement in more ways than one, right?
No, I didn't even know I'd be on with you.
No, you didn't. No, yeah, that's true. That's true.
No. I think it's great timing. You know, I appreciate the comments from both of you. You know, I have, you know, you talk about the Agajanian family and talk about steeped in racing tradition. Ugh. I mean, it's amazing that, and I think kudos needs to go to the family for having done the Turkey Night Grand Prix for so many years.
Yep.
I was just mentioning that I'm planning on being out there Wednesday night, Thursday night, you know, for the Turkey Night Grand Prix. So, you know, you guys did a tremendous job, and that's what I cut my teeth in was the dirt tracks and sprint cars and midgets.
Sure.
So, you know, it's just it's incredible. So we're looking forward to it. I don't know if you can hear the noise in the background.
Sounds like turkeys.
Right now, the fans are yelling and screaming, so there must be something going on with the last of the NASCAR race.
Don't you say a word. I'll break your neck if you say one word. I got that race on tape. I'll come up there, and I'll hunt you like a dog. I swear to God I will. Hey,
well, it's entertaining. I will say that.
Tell you what, Dave.
You have something to look forward to.
AJ, be a nice guy and hook this man up with a ticket, would you? Just get him a GA ticket.
He's on the pass list, believe me. Whoever he wants to bring with him, too.
Whoa, hey, maybe he'll bring me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm actually going to be with my dad. You know, my dad was he raced sprint cars and midgets years and years ago. Some of our favorite racing has always been in a midget. So those cars are good on pavement.
Boy,
they're good on dirt. So it's great, you know, and that leads to people coming to our track.
Sure.
You know, it's on a little different
Absolutely.
Larger format, but it's the same thing. You know, it's all about fun and getting the people's adrenaline pumping and having a good time. And, you know, that's what our hope is at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, hey, JC, you and I got a challenge. We need to get all the Southern California racetracks together under one organization where they share their schedules and they share their tech. That's all I can say at this point because we got to jump off air. But I love you two to death. I can't thank you enough for what you do for the motorsport community. Keep up the good work. And I'm going to try to get up there for Turkey Night, too. Throw me on the back list sheet.
You
You got it. And we'll see both of you, Dave, in the dirt.
You got it. I can't wait. All right, guys. Take care.
I gotta hit
the road. Gun Sports Radio coming up next. That's right. Gun Sports Radio. Everything you want to know about the gun industry. We've got Gun Range San Diego is going to be doing their 12 guns of Christmas. Who knows what they're going to give away, or not give away, but discount the snot out right here on KCBQ AM 1170. Don't you touch that dial. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment right here on KCBQ AM 1170. We are the answer.
SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. Intelligent, conservative. AM 1170. The Answer.
KCBQ
San Diego, a service of Salem Media Group.